You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
A lot of heat, a lot of action, a lot of fire happening in today's trading session, with the market finishing stunningly higher. Although I must say it hasn't finished on the day's highs. At one point, the JSE All Share Index was up well over 1%, up well over 70,000 points, a position we haven't really been in around 2 weeks or so. What has managed to maintain its gains, however, in this really heated and active and volatile session is the Rand. The Rand holding its position firmly below 16 Rand to the dollar. We've got Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments. So Wayne, I read a comment that risk is back on the table. So I'm about, where's this risk coming from and why have the market investors chosen today to bring it back?
Look, I mean, markets are strange things. There's not always any news that drives any particular kind of sentiment. But, you know, when the market falls, I don't know, let's say 4 or 5% in 3 or 4 days, there's normally some sort of a bounce. So we saw quite a bit of market weakness from the sort of beginning of April all the way through to the 25th of April. Then it gave us a big bounce. Then from the beginning of May all the way through to literally last week, it fell, and now it's bouncing again. You know, I unfortunately don't think the bear market's over. So I think this is just some sort of rally in, unfortunately, an overall falling market. I don't think there's, I think the market has done a lot of the fall. I think probably the majority of the fall has happened, but I still think there's a little bit more to come, unfortunately. So I just think this is just, you know, nothing goes down forever. It always gives you a little bit of a bounce after a, you know, after a week or two of very bad trading. You do get a little bit of a recovery, and I think that's one of it. But as you said, the market was up a lot stronger earlier on during the day. It was up about almost 1.5%, I think, during, and it's given most of that back, unfortunately.
Sure. So the currency are trying to claw back its weakness. Yes. I mean, the Rand was, I believe, one of the worst performing currencies last month. It hasn't started May off on a good note. But today, a different picture. So is this Rand strength or dollar weakness?
I think it's a little combination of both, actually. Probably more dollar weakness, because all of this Rand weakness we see now is actually dollar strength more so than anything else. I mean, the dollar almost in parity against the euro. You know, it fell enormously against the pound. At least the pound fell enormously against the dollar. So I think that a lot of that is, in fact, dollar strength to date and a little bit of dollar weakness now. But, you know, we forget about the Rand sometimes. The Rand is where it was 5 years ago. In fact, I think it was where it was 6 years ago.
And is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's a good thing, because we're normally used to the Rand collapsing.
Okay.
You know, and it's actually held its value. It's always been volatile. But in our estimate, we think that the Rand is fair value somewhere between 15 and 16. And if it does go over 16, it's probably entering undervalue territory. So I don't see a big Rand collapse, because I think commodity prices will actually hold up quite well over the medium term from where we sit now. So, you know, the Rand's probably done most of the weakness that it should have done, because quite clearly when it was trading at the very expensive level you saw towards the end of last year, at about 13, where did it get to? About 13.40, somewhere around there. That was clearly overvalued. So now it's just maybe on this weak end, the weakish end of its fair trading range in our estimate.
All right. Two stocks I want to talk to you about, two company stocks. Let's start off with results, Pick and Pay, their numbers, but also this deal of theirs to partner with Takealot to be on the MACD app to grow their online presence. In fact, they say regain their online market share. How much of a game changer do you think that will be?
Look, everyone's going for this. And at the moment, Checkers is beating everyone hands down. They're beating Woolworths, they're beating Pick and Pay. And now you're so used to it. I mean, I used to go shopping once a week. I used to go, you know, an hour or two on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning and go and buy the regulars. You know, nothing special. You don't even bother about that anymore. You just Checkers 60/60 and bing bong and it's there. So I still go to the shops to look for specials, to look for nice things, but I go once a month and instead of once a week. So everything's going online. And I would think that, you know, within a relatively short space of time, they could get anything up to 25% of their turnover online. And unfortunately, the Pick and Pay app is not, well, neither is Woolworths, in my own opinion, as good as the Checkers app. So they are trying to do a little bit of catch-up, and I think Woolworths and all the others are going to try and do the same because, you know, as I've said a few times now, the Checkers thing actually works, and it works nicely.
Yeah, no, I've used it one or two times myself when I've ran out of milk mostly. But I think it's quite interesting the growth path that Pick and Pay is choosing. I mean, you talk about 60-60, and they're investing in in-house operations and in-house, making sure that in-house we get this app thing right and we strengthen it from within. Whereas a Pick and Pay is taking the route to partner and leverage on another platform. I believe Mr. Yeah. D has some 2.5 million. So is it just automatic that those 2.5 million users, Mr. D users, just automatically translates into Pick and Pay as well? I wonder if it's that clear cut.
I don't think that won't be automatic. But what they're doing is they're tapping into an existing logistics infrastructure.
Okay.
They don't have to buy 500 scooters and train 500 drivers. And it's there already. So they've just got to prepare the packet and someone comes and picks it up and drops it off. And that's why companies like NicePass and Prosus are investing heavily in food delivery, because it's an existing distribution network. So, you know, they'll only be distributing food from takeaway soon, but, you know, pretty soon they'll be distributing from supermarkets, from clothing stores, because you're just utilizing a distribution network. So I think that's what Pick and Pay is doing, is they're just using a network. And when you think about it, the food delivery people are busy maybe a little bit around 12 to 1 o'clock, and then they're really busy from 5 till 7. But the rest of the time they're sitting around doing nothing. So you can
be kind, Wayne. I wonder if a few of them are listening and thinking, does this man know what we do?
Now, look, the busy hours for food deliveries from 12 to 1 and from 5 to 7.
Okay.
Now, that's when they're really busy. In the other times, they've got enormous spare capacity, which is obviously what Pick and Pay is tapping into.
Okay, fair point. Old Mutual coming out with a statement today saying that the court has found the company's favor regarding the contempt of court charges laid by Mr. Moyo regarding the non-executive directors. He wanted them to be declared delinquent. The court has ruled in Old Mutual's favor. How does the investment community think about the story right now and think about Old Mutual in relation to the story right now?
To be honest, the market just doesn't care. This is such old news.
It's a bygone.
It's a bygone, and it's essentially an internal, well, I don't think it's internal anymore, obviously, but it's essentially a fight. You know, they're just fighting for prestige and name and reputation. As far as the share price is concerned, quite honestly, no one cares.
Mm, all right. An expensive fight at that.
Expensive fight, but in the bigger scheme of things, it's still, you know, in the bigger scheme of things of Old Mutual, it's so minuscule.
Mm. I wonder for Peter Moyo in his pocket. But we'll leave it there, Wayne. Thanks so much for your time.
Sure.
Wayne Macari, Senior Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.